Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 25th of April. The Word as a Rod. The Apostle Paul noted that the Word can also be applied as a rod. He wrote to the Corinthians, "Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love and a spirit of gentleness?" The Word is administered as a rod when messengers address persistent carnality in the church. A clear distinction is made between what is culturally aberrant and what is of the Spirit. The purpose of this ministry is to join every hearer to the fellowship of Christ's chastening, through which they can be delivered from their carnality and rebellion, and grow to maturity as sons of God and as members of the body of Christ. The Word as a rod must not be exercised through frustration or in reaction to the carnal and rebellious responses of those who hear the Word. When the Word is weaponized in this manner, the messenger himself is brought under judgment. In this regard, we note that Moses failed to enter the Promised Land because he struck the rock twice with his rod in frustration at the recalcitrance of the children of Israel. Reiterating this point, the Apostle Paul declared that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, meaning not exercised through emotive reaction, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. When the rod is received by a hearer, it becomes to them a shepherding instrument, leading them on the pathway of salvation that belongs to the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. Testifying of this implication of the rod, King David wrote, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." However, those who continue in their rebellion after the word addresses them are dashed to pieces with the nations by the rod of iron. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 18 to 21, Numbers chapter 20 verses 10 to 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 4 to 6, Psalm 23 verse 4, and Revelation chapter 2 verses 26 and 27. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 10.